If pigs could speak, I guess this large boar called Yabon might be saying something like Free West Papua, because he's a political pig. His owner is Jacob Rumbayak, a West Papuan from the village of Yabon, and he's a man who's wanted by the Indonesian government for crimes of so-called subversion and being a member of OPM, the Free West Papuan Movement. Now, Yabon is a very important symbol for Papuan independence. He's the first pig ever to go to Parliament here in Melbourne, and pigs are an extremely important symbol in Papuan society. Can you explain to me about pigs at home, please, Jacob?
He's a symbol of justice, peace and love.
This story is about justice, peace, love and the lack of it in West Papua. And it's also about the silence of Australia while its nearest neighbour is being raped and pillaged. West Papua lies just 100 k's north of our coastline. It's the western part of the island that encompasses Papua New Guinea. But we don't seem to know very much about West Papua here, even though they're Melanesian people, like Papua New Guinea, which was our colony. So it might be news to you that West Papua is involved in a brutal struggle for independence from Indonesia. And it has been since the 60s, when Indonesia moved its troops in.
Independence for West Papua is important, because independence is mean life. So people of West Papua, they need referendum so that we can prove how many percent Papua want to independent, how many percent they want to unity with Indonesia.
How many want independence?
100%.
Jacob Rumbayak has two neat bullet holes in his chest, courtesy of the Indonesian military. And they locked him up for 10 years for daring to speak about independence and freedom. He's part of OPM, the Organisation to Free West Papua, and membership virtually ensures reprisals, torture and death. Jacob escaped to Australia via East Timor, a newly independent country that West Papua strongly identifies with.
All the same pressures that made Australia ignore the problems in East Timor for so long are there fivefold in West Papua.
John Martinkus is an investigative journalist.
And there's a lot more at stake in West Papua because of the money, because of the huge gold mine there, because of the amount of revenue the Indonesians get off it, and also the amount of revenue the US gets. Freeport is a United States company. They've got an enormous lobbying power with the US government. Henry Kissinger is on their board. You know, it's a very big, powerful company with lots and lots and lots of money. I mean, they make close to $2 billion a year out of that mine.
And how much of that goes back to West Papua itself?
Well, the taxes that go to the Indonesian government are quite... I think it's about $130 million. Of that money that goes back to West Papua are negligible amounts. And if it does go back to West Papua, then it largely goes back into the Indonesian-run administration.
While the Freeport gold mine looms large over this story, West Papua has many more sources of riches.
We have 28 kind different resources: copper, gold, oil, gas, marble, uranium.
It's mining, logging, gas, petrol. There's a thriving trade with the Indonesian military in rare protected species of birds and that kind of thing. And then on another level, whenever there's any sign of dissent, that's met with a military operation, and people are killed, villages are shelled, that kind of thing, bombed from the air. I encountered people who were talking about stuff like that happening last year up in the Highlands when there was an action against some soldiers up in the Lager last year. And, you know, sure enough, the Indonesians send in helicopters and ground attack aircraft to deal with it. And you're talking about unarmed tribesmen being mowed down from the air.
Recent history for West Papua has been a series of occupations by the Germans, English, Dutch and Indonesians. The Indonesians almost went to war with the Dutch over the island paradise and its vast riches. But the UN intervened and made Indonesia pledge it would conduct a referendum in 1969. The Act of Free Choice was meant to see if Papuans wanted to remain with Indonesia. But the few who were allowed to vote were threatened that they'd have their tongues cut out if they didn't vote for Indonesia. It's now referred to as the Act of No Choice.
The authority of the Indonesian presence there has no real legitimacy whatsoever. And what's happened since the fall of Suharto is that the people there have openly said that the government has no right to be there. So the Indonesian authorities, including civil authorities and the military, respond in the only way they can, which is to basically suppress any signs of resistance. And they do this by assassinating leaders and jailing other leaders, and any kind of violence directed at the Indonesians is met with reprisals 100-fold.
Every West Papuan independence leader has been murdered. The latest in a long line was Teyas Eloway. That was last November. He taught a Gandhian philosophy of peaceful, non-violent resistance.
What it did was, it was a real slap in the face to all the pro-independence people who'd worked so hard, who'd refrained from violence and done all this, and it just really was the Indonesians' way of putting them in their place and saying, okay, well, you revere this leader, we're going to kill him. It's just going to cause more violence, and I really see the situation just declining rapidly in the next 12 months or so.
Has your investigation, John Martinkus, led you to believe that the UN has just washed its hands of West Papua?
Yeah, absolutely. Kofi Annan in Dili, when he was there for East Timor's independence, said point blank, look, West Papua is part of Indonesia, we're not looking at it. It's not on the agenda, forget it. The only real country that can authorise any sort of change or any review of sovereignty of West Papua is the United States and the United Nations. But the United States government is quite aggressively lobbied by Freeport McMoRan Company, which are huge taxpayers in the States and an extremely wealthy company, one of the most successful gold mining companies in the world. And they're based in America. So they've kind of thwarted any kind of review of the status of West Papua because that would damage their economic interests.
And Australia's position? Well, quietly, we support the Indonesian occupation of West Papua.
Australian government always try to keep quiet because they don't want to fight with Indonesia.
But for Yaakob Rumbayak and his Papuan pig, this is about being good neighbours. And he asks, if West Papua is not within our sphere of influence in the South Pacific, then what is?
People of West Papua, they're suffering. Please help them, bring them out from, you know, suffering to peace. Bring them from injustice to justice. Bring them from unlove to love.